Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Lilia from D.C.
Hey, Lilia from D.C. How are things there?
They're very good.
That's great. What do you do there in our nation's capital?
Oh, I'm almost afraid to tell you guys, but I'm a lawyer.
Oh, no! What kind of law do you do?
I do product liability defense.
So if I choke on this soda lid, you would help me or help the soda company?
I'd defend Coca-Cola.
Oh!
Lilia.
Yes.
Nice to have you with us. We are going to play with you the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Lilia's topic?
I know what you did last summer.
Summer's ended. Maybe it wasn't everything you hoped it would be. You didn't get that even tan. You never learned to surf. And that pretty exchange student, Sandy, never made out with you on the beach. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories about summer getaways that turned out to be bummers. Only one of them actually happened. To choose the true story, and you'll win Carl's voice on your home answering machine.
Fantastic.
Ready to play? Let's hear first from Luke Burbank.
All Maya George wanted this summer was a little rest and relaxation. So the 28-year-old and her friends did what many Serbian folks do. They headed for the beach. George figured she'd catch some rays, read a book, maybe take a dip. Here's what happened. George was frolicking off the coast of Montenegro when a diver confused her for something else, something more, how do you say, free-willy-ish, and tried to harpoon her. She was treated for her injuries, but when she emerged from the hospital, she saw this headline in the Croatian Times: "Roly-poly holidaymaker swears she'll go on a diet." On the upside, George says she did catch up on her sleep, just in a morphine-induced hazy sort of way, and she made friends with her fellow hospital patients. Real friends. The kind who would yell, "Hey, look out, that guy's about to harpoon you with a spear gun."
A woman mistaken for a whale on the beach in Montenegro and suffering the indignities thereafter. Your next story of a summer vacation gone wrong comes from Paula Poundstone.
Let me just say, Lilia, that if you are in any way injured during the reading of the story... On Labor Day weekend, 42-year-old Cameron Barrett left his wife and twin 7-year-old boys awash in back-to-school fever in Chippewa, Connecticut, while he slipped away to borrow a friend's Ocala, Florida lakefront townhouse to squeeze the last bit of kickback time out of the summer. "It was a kind of working vacation, really," says Barrett. "I had some meetings on Friday, but I had big plans for fishing and paintball after that." His vacation plans were not realized, however, when, after checking out the glorious Ocala Lake at around 8 a.m., he left the front door open and began looking through cabinets to find something to eat. "I heard a noise. It was like schla, schla kind of a noise. But it wasn't until I heard the chair scooch on the kitchen floor that I turned to look. And when he turned to look, he saw not one, not two, but three large crocodiles coming towards him. These things can move. I jumped up on the kitchen table and they literally surrounded me. I felt like Captain Hook. My cell phone was in my pants pocket and I didn't have them on yet." Mr. Barrett spent the next 48 hours on the kitchen table. He was finally discovered by a neighbor who noticed the door had been open for 2 days. The worst part was that I had left the TV on C-SPAN.
A man expecting a wonderful vacation by a lake in Florida spends 48 hours hiding from crocodiles in his kitchen. Your last story of a summer holiday gone horribly wrong comes from Paul Provenza.
Larry Adeo and his new wife, Karen, chose to spend their honeymoon on a relaxing Caribbean cruise. First port of call, St. Croix. While Karen decided to go duty-free shopping, Larry decided to relax from his post-wedding stress trauma on a white sandy beach, to meet Karen back on the ship in 3 hours. He awoke to see the cruise ship off in the distance. Frantic, he hired a local fisherman to speed him out to the ship. A mere half mile away from the ship, the fishing boat's engine stalled. The fisherman radioed for help. An emergency rescue boat was sent to pick the two stranded seafarers up and bring them back to shore. Larry then chartered a sightseeing helicopter to chopper him out to the cruise ship, halfway to its next port of call. The helicopter caught up with the ship and lowered him safely on board. Overjoyed, he ran down to cabin 313, burst open the door, only to discover Milt and Ethel Golding taking their afternoon nap. That's when he realized he was on the wrong ship. It turns out his ship and his wife were still back at port waiting for him.
All right, here are your choices. From Luke Burbank, a woman gets mistaken for a whale in Montenegro. From Paula Poundstone, a man ends up spending his Florida vacation hiding from crocodiles. Or from Paul Prevenza, a guy misses the boat, quite literally, on his honeymoon cruise. Which of these is the real story of a vacation gone wrong?
I'm going to go with number two, the crocodile.
You're going to go for the guy who spent 2 days, 48 hours, standing at a kitchen table, surrounded by crocodiles, forced to watch C-SPAN.
Yes.
That does sound awful. Your choice then was Paul as well. We actually spoke to the person who endured this. Here it is.
I was near the shore, 10 meters at least, and I started swimming and I felt a hit, just like harpooned.
That was Maya George talking about getting harpooned in Montenegro this summer. Sadly, you did not earn our prize because, as you now know, Luke had the real story. You did, however, earn a point for Paula for her very realistic, horrifying story. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you.
Bye-bye,
Lilia. Thanks, Lilia.
V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. In the summer sun. Put away the books. We're out of school. The weather's more.